This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. Sustainability, a recurring theme at this year's Oscars. Getting cut from events, all plastic bottles. Some of the carpet will be donated to Habitat for Humanity. And some menus 100% plant-based, like the nominees' luncheon. Also all the finger food before the ceremony. While the after party, the governor's ball, is also upping its number of veggie-friendly options. Chef Wolfgang Puck continuing his work with local farm partners.
We have a few more vegan choices. We always had them too, so we just didn't talk about it too much. For example, we're going to have forbidden black rice with miso glazed eggplant, a Hunan sauce, and crispy wild rice on top. Or we have the wild mushroom bolognese, where we made like a bolognese sauce, but with wild mushrooms. And we had homemade tofu. We have a vegetable tagine with cauliflower and dried couscous and dried fruits.
In addition to longtime favorites like the chicken pot pie and Oscar statue-shaped chocolates dusted in gold, new offerings will include beet macarons with herb goat cheese and French toast with pumpkin creme brulee. If you're hosting a viewing party, Chef Puck suggests things you can make ahead of time so you can enjoy the ceremony. One good choice, spiced chickpeas.
All you need is a can of chickpeas, and then you want to get some dried herbs and spices. Choose your favorite ones. Sorry, a teaspoon of paprika, a teaspoon of mixed herbs, some salt, pepper, bit of cayenne pepper, mix them all together. Make sure you've obviously drained off the chickpeas first, and then just put them onto a lined baking tray and into the oven for 25 minutes to crispen up and roast. And then serve it with some nice greens, some sweet potatoes. It's simple, but it's beautiful.
That's Chef Gaz Oakley, whose new book, Plants Only Kitchen, comes out in April.
If you want to go a little bit more adventurous, definitely check out my 15-minute meals. I make a beautiful Indonesian nasi goreng, which is one of my favorite dishes in the world.
That's a type of Indonesian fried rice, which can be made with red pepper, baby eggplant, tofu, toasted cashew nuts, chilies, garlic, tomato puree, and lime juice. He also likes to encrust firm tofu with crushed peanuts after dipping pieces in a sauce of peanut butter, soy, lime, chili, and garlic. That's cooked in a nonstick pan for about 2 minutes before going in the oven for another 15. I'm Lillian Wu, and this is Fox and Food.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.